Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome along to the Wise Men Say podcast. This is a Thursday show. Well, it's Wednesday, but this is a Thursday show, and it's not a preview show because, well, we lost last week, so there's nothing to preview. But we thought we'd just pop on and talk about the season generally, really, and how it panned out. And to do that, I say we. It's me and Tom Walsh. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Matt. Yeah, it's been a week off, and it feels like we are waiting for another game just because the season's felt so long.
Yeah. But,
no, it is over, and I feel okay about it.
I feel the same. And you know, my financially, I'm quite happy for that as well. And I think, obviously, last Tuesday at Luton was disappointing, I guess, obviously, to fall at that hurdle. But I'd made peace with it, I think, at half time, or probably about 10 minutes in, I think, that it wasn't happening for us.
No, it kind of panned out the way that I felt the whole tie would pan out. Like, I thought Luton would have done... I thought they were going to do that game to us at the Stadium of Light, but then didn't. And it did remind me a lot of when we played Crystal Palace in the playoffs in, like, 2004.
Yeah.
That kind of, you know, the horrible stadium-type pitch and all that. And we can't really complain about what happened. I mean, we should have got a penalty, but you can't get those in the Championship because there's no, like, VAR or anything like that. And yeah, Luton deserved to go through. We didn't do enough on the night. And as I've said to everyone who said, like, how you're feeling, are you gutted, etc., I was like, not particularly. It just felt like a game too far with everything that's gone on.
Yeah, I wasn't. Dogs joined me on camera, which is quite funny to see, with a microphone in front of his face. I wasn't gutted, I would say. I think, you know, after the first leg, it was everyone. Well, no one was getting carried away. I didn't feel like that, but obviously, the atmosphere was, like, incredible, and the town was buzzing after. And I think everyone was thinking, "Oh, if we've just got one more game in us." And I think, yeah, I agree. The words I used was the same. It was just a game too far, and it was a shame. But I think Luton, for all people, you know, people saying they were horrible, and, you know, they bullied us, and well, they knew exactly what they needed to do to beat us. They'd obviously learned a lot from the first leg, and they've done it, and they've deservedly gone through for me. I think we can't really complain. The chances were there in the first leg to put them to bed, really. And it just didn't.
Yeah, I did feel that after the first leg, everyone seemed to be on this kind of wave of emotion that we were going to do it because we were just doing it. It was,
yeah,
it was, there was no like kind of like logic to anything. It's just we were getting the results done like against all like all kind of rational thinking and against all odds. And that kind of that Luton away game is kind of like, ah, yeah, these are our limitations. This is what happens when we don't have proper centre backs or like just a patched together team, and we don't have any way to change it. And yeah, I don't particularly like Luton as a team or as a club, but it's like they have really been building towards this for the past two, three seasons. And I mean, I hope Coventry beat them in the final, but I can't really begrudge them beating us in the semis.
No, I think they do seem kind of ready for that next step, I guess. They'll have a lot of work to do on the pitch and very much off it if they do go up, because that ground isn't safe. It's abysmal. But you can't begrudge them the win. And I think to get as far as we had, we'll go through the season, you know, very quickly in a minute, but to get as far as we had with such a... Will you stop licking the microphone? To get as far as we had through the season with such a patched up team in so many different stages of the season. Mm. Like, it wasn't obviously the ones that really spring out is the last, you know, six weeks, but let's throw it right back to August.
Yeah.
And, you know, Ross Stewart's injury in the warm up against Middlesbrough. And then obviously Ellis Sims is injured just, I think, 10 days later against Reading. That there were 6 weeks there where we had no strike. No one needs to tell us that. But the problems with the injuries, they've been a constant theme of this championship season.
Yeah, I was watching the club put up a video on YouTube of like every goal we've scored this season. And it's just, it is kind of funny. It's because Ross Stewart appears and then disappears for like about 10, 15 minutes of this clip show. And he's like, oh, right, okay, there he is again. And then he disappears again and is not seen again. We have been very unfortunate with injuries. And it's not, but like mainly to the key areas of our team. It's like, if we had injuries to like wingers, we'd be fine.
Oh, it'd be a blessing, if anything.
Yeah, to solve a few headaches. But the fact that it's come in a position where I said at the beginning of the season, we were light, and everybody knew we were light up front and light in defence. And yeah, we're just, it's a miraculous achievement to get to the playoffs, like considering everything that's gone against us in that regard. And although I did enjoy that, it seems to be like Millwall fans just have now just been like, they're going, oh well, they've had like a £25 million loan player on all season. I was like, well, yeah, you're allowed to loan players from the Premier League as well. You know?
Yeah, this is going to be a Wigan thing, isn't it?
I mean, like, is it Millwall? Millwall just kind of cover for the fact that they bottled it in the biggest way possible.
Oh, yeah, again. But I think that argument just doesn't stack up. I mean, it's the same argument as when people go, you only won because you're goalkeeper. Well, yeah.
He's part of the team.
Like, he's like, you know, it's all right, well, well, you won 2-0, but they were both penalties. Oh, well, I did it on count then, I guess. it was a draw, really.
Yeah, that's
it,
fine. Then. Yeah.
It doesn't stack up. Like, let's not forget, Ahmad, for all he was brilliant for us this season, came in on loan. Yeah, they paid 20 million quid up front for him, Man United. Came off the back of a fairly underwhelming loan spell at Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone was sort of like, all right, yeah, okay. It wasn't as if we'd gone, God, we've got this kid and he's definitely going to be amazing. Obviously, he's like had a cross. Yeah. There was definitely talent there. Obviously, Man United paid a lot of money for him, but it wasn't as if we'd gone and, you know, plucked like Sabitzer out on loan. Like,
yeah. If they'd given us Bruno Fernandes, yeah. Just like, oh, like, wow.
Wow, actually, yeah. It's like, you know what? Then fair enough, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, that's the thing. It's like, but all these championship teams, they can go into the Premier League and get their like cast offs. That's the idea of the loan system.
Yeah,
just that's the point. Just because one of ours turned out to be really good for the last 6 months of the season, it's like kind of irrelevant. And it's just like, well, maybe you should have got him in, on loan if you knew he was going to be that great. And yeah. Like you say, we didn't know because he took like. He took a while to get going, as did a lot of our like signings, like Ekwa, Mishu to an extent. Like even the one that came and just like fit straight in was Dan Ballard.
Yeah.
But then we
ironically had... formerly of Millwall.
Yeah. So it's like, why didn't you go and sign
him? You
sign
could have signed him then. Like,
yeah, it's just, I don't know. I think it's just fun. I think fans now of the championship teams do want to force some kind of rivalry to, you know, make themselves relevant or whatever. But, you know, bless them.
It's just strange, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they should put more energy into defending against Blackburn Rovers than they do against hating us.
Yeah, I just think it was quite funny. I think we got the... There was a table the other day, and I can't remember where I saw it. It was where the club finished in relation to sort of expected in terms of wage budget and stuff. And I think the two teams who'd outperformed their wage budget the most were Luton and Coventry, and then we were third.
We were third, wow.
Yeah, so I can't remember. It wasn't one of Wetherspoons, but it was something very similar like it would do.
But that's the thing, people just see the name Sunderland and just assume we have untold millions, where it's just like it couldn't be further from the case, and we're doing things more on a kind of sustainability and whatnot,
pragmatic rather than just because we'll just buy him then,
because we are like this season we are a newly promoted team. And we have been all season, but people.
And the times we played like one, like, you know, there was naivety in certain games. And for all we had, a lot's been made this season as well of refereeing decision. We have had some poor ones, but we also had the rub of the green a few times as well. I think those the one in the semi final we mentioned, that was handball. It should have been a penalty, but we've got away with a few, I guess.
There's a few players that, you know, I remember, was it Embleton against Wigan should have been sent off
for
a horrendously reckless challenge. But it's like...
4-9 on a couple of occasions could have gone.
Yeah. But it's like the refereeing just throughout the English football is not great.
It's
so,
not good enough, it isn't.
So, like, I don't think we can... really like gripe too much about that again in a season which has been like largely positive. I mean, everyone seems to
enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like people when I think the Sunderland Echo were doing this, you know, what was your, you know, as they do, like just to generate some clicks. It's like, what's your like favorite three seasons ever supporting Sunderland?
Yeah,
and people just kept putting this season, and I mean, I wouldn't really, because we've had better seasons.
Yeah, but, I didn't put this season. No, but I think,
but I understand why.
I do.
It's a kind of, this season has been like fun. We haven't had any expectation up until the Watford game on the second to last game of the season,
and even then, I mean, you know. It was still, obviously, the season famously died back in March.
Yeah, it did. It did.
So I've had no expectations since then, really. So hoping we wouldn't do it, so I'd be proved right.
if we got promoted, then you would have got a lot.
I said I'd get it tattooed.
Oh, right. Okay.
The season is dead.
That would have saved a lot of, well, it's this not get, you got to thank Luton Town for saving you from financial ruin and I don't know what's it, being immortalized with your own words.
What's that on your leg? Yeah, well. Back in 2023, there was no expectation until the end. And certainly around the time of, we've talked about that, you know, the when Stuart initially got injured. And he was out till just before Christmas, really.
It was just after we'd come back after the World Cup, yeah.
Was he? Did he play in that Millwall? He didn't. Sims was back in that game, though, wasn't he?
Sims was back in that game, and then, like, Stuart came back in the away game at Hull and scored.
Right, yes.
And that was the week before Christmas, so...
Yes. So we had him for a good month.
Yeah. God. Yeah, we had him for about... I think 6 games, and then he got injured again
in a cup game. But they, we obviously around Christmas time was we played some really good stuff. Then we, you know, that Millwall victory is often overlooked because it was weird and it was kicked off at 10:30 on a Saturday morning during the World Cup. And but we weathered them and then we demolished them in the second half and then went away to Hull and got the point with 10 men, don't forget.
Yeah.
Another one that cost us a player for the rest of the season, although albeit it was his own fault.
yeah.
But there's another player who would have had something, you know, would have had something to say for certainly for the run-in and would have been very useful in the middle.
Just an option.
Embleton, by the way, if you've forgotten who that was. Yeah. And then obviously I think one of my favourite games was the Blackburn game on Boxing Day. That was, you know, to win that in the last minute was good. I think that was when we famously went fourth.
And everyone thought we'd stay there despite no one else playing.
But then we did end up sixth, to be fair. But
yeah,
then obviously went and dismantled Wigan. And then Ellis Sims was recalled on the eve of the Blackpool game. And it
was just one of those where, like, that part of the season, that Christmas period, we're like, right, bloody hell, everything's on here. Like, we maybe have some kind of charge, and it's just like Everton, calamitous Everton, are like, oh yeah, we'll just have him back now. And at a time when, like, Everton were in free fall, well, still kind of are.
He might well have kept them up without equalising against Chelsea.
I mean, yeah, that's a good point.
It was a good point,
actually. But at the time,
Chelsea's shit. So he
should have really beaten them. And was that at the time? It was Frank Lampard's Everton at the time.
Yes, it was Frank Lampard's
but
Everton.
But not quite yet Frank Lampard's Chelsea.
No, not quite yet. No.
What a season.
Incredible. yeah, it was his last throw of the dice was to recall Ellis Sims. And then subsequently didn't give him any minutes.
He got sacked.
I think, he was sacked. And then Sean Dyche hung him out to dry at Liverpool away, front on his own. So I'm pleased for him he got that Chelsea goal, actually, despite completely derailing our season by going back to Everton. Really good. I'd like to, depending on Everton, I'd like to try and buy him.
You reckon? That's the thing. It's like, if Everton stay up,
he's not going to play.
Not going to play because they're going to buy someone that's not. They're going to buy someone for a lot of money that's crap.
Yeah, but I'd be certainly looking to either bring him in on loan again, or maybe if we bring him in on loan again, maybe pay the loan fee.
Yeah, put in a clause where he can't go back.
You can get around that by paying about £60.
And he's not going to be worth that much. Like.
No, I don't know what his contract situation is or anything, but you'd probably get him for £1 million.
Yeah, I was going to say like £1 million because like he was good for us for the first half of the season, but he's not necessarily proved himself in the Championship and he's not a Premier League footballer. So.
Well, he's not, is he? Like, no. He isn't. And he's not, you know, I'm sure he's done all right for Everton when he's gone back and he's got that goal for them, which... is a very important one, but he's not, you know, he's barely played.
Yeah.
He started that one game. I might be wrong, I usually am, but I don't think he started Certainly.
He's not been featured at all in this run-in they've had.
No.
He's not the player they're calling upon when they need a goal away at Wolves or whatever, yeah. Which, in fairness, they did get.
Yerry Mina.
Yeah. Transfermarkt say he's worth €4 million.
I don't think he's worth that.
No, I don't think he is.
Well, we won't be paying that.
We won't because I assume we don't have that.
No, I assume we don't. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But just quickly obviously he's gone back to Everton. We brought in Gellert and you have to feel for him, really.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Because he just wasn't what we needed at that time. Obviously, he was brought in to play with Ross Stewart, who then gets injured. For whatever reason, we decide, for the benefit of, half the listeners, we either decide not to or we are unable to bring in a striker in January, and we are left incredibly short up front. Up, I say incredibly short. I mean, both in stature. We have Joe Gellert, who, to his credit, he gave the role everything, and he could see how useful he would have been. He was useful, as it was, but you could see how useful he would have been had he had someone to play alongside.
Yeah, and he didn't at first. He didn't really impress. And then I think towards the tail end of the season, he's in this kind of the attacking system we had up front, it kind of worked all right. Pritchard was more influential with that. But then you see when we played against Luton in the second leg, we just couldn't get out. We didn't have an out ball. We couldn't just launch it up to anyone because our main striker's 5 foot nothing. And again, I feel a bit now the season's over and he's going to go back to Leeds. I do feel a bit of sympathy for him.
Oh, you do? I do. And I think he said his goodbyes on social media yesterday. He said, I loved every minute of it. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
You can't have. You might well have overall had a good time, but there's no way you enjoyed, that Coventry away game.
Yeah. Just getting on No, the first part of this season must have been the first part of his loan spell here must have been so rough.
Because he could have gone anywhere.
Yeah, literally the whole championship.
I mean, I bet he's pleased he didn't go to Wigan.
Well,
at least he's got peers.
I was going to say, yeah. Right. It's are you sure Leeds are footing the bill for this, right? guys,
has anyone got Leeds' number?
Did you get paid? Just because you said it's meant to go in today.
Yeah, getting everyone's wages. Max Power,
Yeah. Although he could be playing against us next season.
He could be, and he might well be. If Leeds do go down, I imagine they probably will. I do think they'll beat Tottenham though.
I mean, I think we could beat Tottenham.
Yeah, I think Everton have got Bournemouth. Just to segue onto the Premier League. We might be somehow. Everton have got Bournemouth at home, haven't they? Because his Foxes have got...
They've got West Ham at home.
West Ham, you'd think, would just play
a bunch of children.
But then again, Leicester had one shot against Newcastle United on Monday.
I mean, Newcastle are all right.
Yeah, but like, not
at least have a shot.
End, but like, you know, because the one shot they did have, they nearly scored it.
Yeah.
I just didn't watch that. I can't watch that.
No, I can't bear to watch Newcastle. I did find it very funny. I still find it very funny that Leicester thought all their problems would be solved by Dean Smith.
Dean Smith, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, former Walsall manager Dean Smith. But anyway. he's not done very well there, really, no.
So you're saying your favourite game was the... what was your favourite game?
Oh, no, I'm saying my favourite game. I think my favourite game was QPR away.
I was going to say, that game, I watched it on the stream and I was like, this team is on such a roll now.
Yeah.
I was like, we really could get like promoted or like, and that was the time where we were like fifth or something around that time.
Yeah.
And we were just absolutely flying. I was like,
It was like mid-February that. Yeah. It was like, we were so good that night. The second half was brilliant. And I enjoyed Middlesbrough at home as well because we were just far better than them.
Yeah.
Not so much because it was them. I just think the performance was... We should have had four in the first half. We were better. The best bit about that was Middlesbrough saying it was because they had 10 men. Well, we were far better than them in the first half. We were better before they had a man sent up.
Yeah. It's very good that they didn't get promoted.
Yeah.
Because I just can't stand this kind of fawning over Michael Carrick, where it's just like,
it's very strange.
It's like, it's because it's Michael Carrick. It's just like, he hasn't really done anything.
Yeah.
And when it came down to the crunch, it's like, well, you couldn't score.
They were poor for the last 6 weeks, Middlesbrough, by 4 or 5 weeks. They're probably my two, though, favourite game. What about you?
I'm trying to think. I mean, that game against Blackburn at home. I mean, I've only been to like a handful of games this season, obviously.
Yeah.
But the Blackburn home game, I was there on Boxing Day, and that was fantastic to win in the last minute. And, you know, it helps like Christmas time and whatever. But I will say, I mean, I watched the Preston away game in the pub, and it was just amazing football to watch. Couldn't believe that this was a Sunderland team you're watching, and obviously the atmosphere for the semi final first leg, it was just incredible,
special though.
So yeah, I'd say probably, I mean, that Luton home game is hard to beat, really, and yeah, it's just nice to, after all these years in the just being crap, and like it's nice to have days like that where you think we're finally on the up now.
Yeah, it does feel it. Yeah, it does certainly feel like that. Player of the season for you, just before we...
I should have really like wrote this down beforehand.
I did. You didn't know I was going to ask.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I'm going to say Danny Bart.
Yeah, he was excellent. I think. Yeah, he was brilliant. I think I'd go Ahmad, I think.
Just yeah, I mean, that was the other obvious one.
Some of the goals he scored were just extraordinary. I've struggled to pick a better footballer for us that I've seen, to be honest. And I think it's easy to say that when he's fresh in your mind. But some of the stuff he did was remarkable. Like,
it's just like the level of... Like, the last 6 months, that level of consistency where he rarely seemed to have an off day, and he dug us out of so many situations just by pinging the ball from 25 yards.
It's just incredible. I mean, the Luton home game, that we're going nowhere that first half.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and he's pulled that out and he pinged it in the top corner. And it's like, he's changed the game now.
Yeah.
I think he's struggling to think of, yeah, there were, you know, people have done it in the Premier League for us and stuff, but what he could go on to do is just extraordinary. He's a wonderful talent. It was a pleasure to watch him, actually, season.
You're very right, actually. And it's it would be very interesting to see how his career goes from now, because like having seen how well he played at someone. Frank agrees.
Someone's just slammed a car door outside. Shuts up.
Yeah.
I'll mute while you say this.
Yeah. It's all right now. No dog now. It's very interesting to see how his career will go from here and how like Man United will like manage it, because I don't think he's ready for Man United. I think he could be ready for, say,
West Ham.
A West Ham or a Fulham, maybe. Like a team that plays, actually not West Ham, because they're
West
good
Ham
football.
Terrible. Crystal Palace do.
Crystal Palace, he would fit, like, he's got those kind of, they have that kind of attacking players that like would fit his style, although they'd need a centre forward properly.
It's like, but there's no chance of him coming back here, sadly.
I mean, that was the thing. If we got promoted, then I would have thought we could maybe get him for another year.
Yeah, I thought that. But Man United have got nothing to benefit now from sending him to the Championship again. Like, because he's too good for this league.
He's shown he can do it. So, like, I'd say either, lower Premier League or maybe like a big team abroad.
Yeah, like a Sevilla or
A team like that. Where he's just like, he gets to play against higher quality opposition and just see how he fares, really. But I'd be no danger that he's going to go on to like big things.
He will play for Man United. I just think it'll be.
Yeah. The thing is like United have got players like Fernandes and Antony, and I don't know if Sabitzer is, they've signed him properly.
They were going to. I don't know if they have. Yeah, he's injured now anyway. But I quite like him, actually, as another segue.
Yeah, a lovely Austrian.
A nice Austrian. Yeah. That was 22-23. That was very enjoyable for the most part. I imagine there are going to be a few pods during the summer to look ahead to next season. But what are your initial expectations for next season?
I mean, at this stage, the answer is I don't know.
No, I've got no idea.
However, for the few, the early things that the club are doing, saying goodbye to our good friend, Mishu, Eddie Shimpads, and we're going to sign, apparently, we're going to sign Job Bellingham. Brother of Jude Bellingham. And I thought he was pretty good when he played against us for Birmingham. But
yeah, he was all right.
There's a difference between what I'd want to see and what I think is going to happen. What I'd want to see is getting, finishing third, fourth, aiming for that. Because this season has been a free hit. I think that's why people have enjoyed it so much.
Yeah, definitely.
Next season is going to be different because people have seen what we can do on the bare bones of things. Bear in mind, we got to the playoffs through a hilarious set of circumstances that led us there. But if Mowbray can get players in that he wants, if it's a bit more, I would like to see a bit more of a blend of these young players and then just not old heads per se, but players that are 24, 25.
It's not going to harm signing anyone that's 25 years old. They're still not at the peak, arguably. It's necessary. It does need a bit more of a balance.
We've seen the impact of players like Danny Bart, Corey Evans, Pritchard, especially towards the end of the season.
Gooch,
Roberts and Stewart.
Yeah.
And that kind of bracket of player is the one that's helped all these young players develop. Like we said during the season, we just need the club to help the manager out a bit. Help the young players
out as well.
So I'd like to for us to go. If we push for automatics, that would be amazing. But I think I hope we're around the playoffs again. Because if we're not, then it's going to be a bit of a disappointment given what we've done this season.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's where I kind of see us as well. A similar sort of finish in place, but differently.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
We're always like, in and around it.
Yeah. Whereas finishing sixth would be like, oh, we ended up finishing sixth.
Mm.
Like, rather than, you know, we should have finished third or fourth.
And, yeah, sure.
But yeah, I think that's what, and I think, I'm sure we will. I think Mowbray is the right man to go again and do that. But I guess we can, you know, the season hasn't even finished yet.
It's been going on for so long.
I know, yeah, it's still going on. Like, the Champions League final's like 3 weeks away.
Bloody hell. It's like, the first game of the season was July.
Yeah.
It's nearly been a year.
Yeah, it's Matt. Yeah. So, like, you're talking, like, by the time, you know, and then there's international fixtures as well.
Oh, just.
Are they playing them? Who cares?
Like, no one cares. It's just like, England are playing North Macedonia. It's like, oh, right, can't
Tuesday
wait.
Tuesday night. Great.
Can't wait. It's like, oh, is he playing Calvin Phillips again? Oh, goody. Yeah. Yeah, hooray.
What channel's it on? Viaplay.
Right. Viaplay.
Right, what's that? Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, well,
sounds good. Oh, just shouts for I'm just thinking of things that happened in the season, and the one thing that's coming through my mind is that QPR goalkeeper scoring against.
Oh yeah, that was good. Yeah, well done to him. He won their goal of the season award.
Did he?
Yeah.
fair play.
Yeah, that was great. That
that's good.
I enjoyed that. Yeah, that's.
Shall we? Do you want to talk about your trip home from Luton, or has everyone seen it on Twitter?
I think everyone saw it, but we decided it. Obviously, I'm saying obviously as if it's, you know, a perfectly normal thing to do. But we stayed in London after Luton, and then travelled to Stansted Airport, Thinking Man's Airport, flew from there to Dublin, and we had a good hour in Dublin.
See many sights?
Yeah, you know, the security bit, and there was a bar, but it's duty free, and it was nice actually. It was good.
It's nice to get away sometimes.
It is nice to get away. I wouldn't like to go for any less time. I think I crammed a lot in.
Sometimes there's a bit of a rush in it, you know, you're trying to see all the sights at once.
The last thing you don't want to feel rushed. I could have done, if anything, with a bit more time there, I think.
Yeah.
You know, to see everything. But so much as I enjoyed my trip to Dublin, I am going to Dublin next week. So presumably just going to stay in the airport for 2 days because it was good.
I mean, well worth checking out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Guinness is, if you've not tried it, Guinness is, well worth checking out as well.
Oh yeah,
it's got this like local craft thing to do there in Dublin. It's all right. It's nice.
I heard it's black. That's weird.
It is. Yeah, it looks sort of like it's going to be really heavy, but it is. Apparently, you can get it here, but I've not seen it.
I'll have to look out for it.
Yeah, keep an eye out for that Guinness. Well worth checking out. We flew from there to Newcastle, and the Thinking Man's Journey Home from Luton. If you are looking to travel from Luton, I can highly recommend doing that. £6 it is for a can on Ryanair planes now.
Yeah, I know. Well, I had two of them on the flight home the other day. Because, you know, the first one's just not nice enough, is it?
It's just good because they're just never called.
They're not. And then you get off the plane and it's like the phone buzzes and it's like, you spent €12 on a Ryanair plane.
Yeah, I know, because it's like, in the end,
maybe it doesn't count.
It won't go through. That would be great if it didn't go through. And I was like, the worst when you do that and you come home from your holiday and you get on the metro home from the airport and you get that notification.
It's like 26 quid. Cascading down.
It's like multiple €6 transactions on a flight home.
I knew I shouldn't have bought those crisps as well. That tiny tube of Pringles as well.
You do get the kind of fun thing of it being inflated at the
top. Oh, yeah, that is quite good.
I quite like that, actually.
I do like when you buy a bag of crisps in like the WH Smith and then like you get them on the plane and they're like a big balloon.
Yeah,
and you pop them there. Everyone thinks the plane's going down.
I always think that every time I do that, I always, like, in my head, if I have Homer when he's in the space shuttle and all the crisps just floating around. But I realize not that high actually, because otherwise I wouldn't be able to breathe on Ryanair plane.
I mean, they do go fast, but they don't go that fast.
They do go, you don't realize how quickly they're going until you see another one, and it's like, fuck,
whoa,
it's quick actually, isn't it? Yeah,
that is pretty quick for a plane.
Can anyone else hear that noise, or is it just me? Right. Well, that's that from us, I think, before we talk about, before we really get on your nerves. I don't know who's going to be back when. I think we've got something live planned for the summer, but I don't know, one, if I was supposed to say that, and two, what it is.
It's all very hush hush.
Well, I just think it's just not organised, really. I like this part.
Probably.
Sounds about right, doesn't it? Well, thanks for listening to us throughout the season. Thanks to Richard for the car pods as well. And thanks for taking me to work, Richard. thanks for listening. And we'll see you, if not in the summer, I'm sure we will, but we'll see you, or you will hear us, next season. All the best.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.